Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Hilchus Shabbos. We're learning Klal Yudzayin, dealing with the Malach of Torchein, and we're starting Siman Gimel. In Siman Gimel, multiple issues are going to be touched upon. Let's just list what they are, and we'll see how the Chayodim's approach, which is not necessarily the approach of the Mishnah Berurah, and all of them. Number one, we have a question. Excuse me. There's a concept known as Ein Techina Ba'Ochlin. The Malacha of Teichin doesn't apply to foods, things which are already edible. So Ein Techina Ba'Ochlin, and what are the limitations and applications of that concept? Why is that so? And what are the applications of that? Number one. Number two, we mentioned there's a heter of doing Teichin, a Samach L'Suda. Are there any limitations on what type of kli one is going to use for that purpose? We find by Barer there's a heter of Samach L'Suda, but there's a limit. What type of, you cannot use any old kli. You cannot use a keli. You have to do a biyad. How would that play out by Teichin, where you crush it into small pieces? Usually you use some type of a keli for that purpose. What type of kelim are permitted? What type of kelim are going to be usur? The third issue, which the Chayyim touches on, is how do we look at, there's a rule of Ein Tchina Ela B'Gedulei Karka. Tchina applies only to Gedulei Karka. The source of Teichin, the Malacha, was something which grew, and therefore there is a limitation to the Malacha of Teichin of Ein Tchina Ela B'Gedulei Karka. So the simple answer is, of course, we look at things which grow out of the ground, as Gedulei Karka. There is, however, a Gemara which seems to indicate that the Malach of Teichin, we could look at an animal as Gedulei Karka, because even though it doesn't grow out of the ground, since it grazes on that which grows on the ground, so it's considered Gedulei Karka by extension, and therefore the Malachas of Teichin, etc., would apply to it. So the next step of that would be the same that's true by meat, that would be true by cheese as well. The milk comes from the animal and it's made into cheese. That's the karka according to that approach. So a person wants to chop up cheese finally, he would be concerned about the issue of teichin. If you hold the einskin elabdullah karka, does not include animals, so that there'd be no limitation on chopping up cheese, and there'd be no issues with that. So those are the background, the three issues which the Chayyim is going to touch upon in the Siman. Number one, again, the concept of Tchina Ba'Ochlin. Why is that, and what are the limits and parameters of that, is number one. Number two, the concept of Samach L'Suda, are there any limitations in regards to Kalim? And number three, the concept of Tchina L'Bedulei Karka, how do we look at the status of meat, etc.? So the Chayyim discusses the case of cheese, then he discusses the case of meat. Actually, in the Shulchan Aruch, the order is the opposite. He discusses the case of meat first, and he discusses the case of cheese afterwards. The Chayyim is machmer that we should consider a meat Gedulei Karka, and therefore he says that the Malach of Teichin would apply to it, but Samach L'Suda is going to be mutter. A person wants to chop up a meat Samach L'Suda, that's going to be mutter. It will not be an issue. Ein Tchina Ba'Ochlin, there, if it's something which is not edible, it's so hard that it's not edible, that would be a problem. It's not called Eichlin. And the act of Teichin, and chopping it up, is what is making it edible. That's going to be a problem of Teichin. Regards to Kelim, the Chayyim introduces, he talks about the case of the cheese first, because he's introducing the limitations of what type of Kelim can be used. So let's see the first part of the Chayyim. Also, Ligra Gvina al Rib Eisen, to keep in the Malachta Bekach, Havi Teichin. This person wants to use a grater, a box grater. It's a type of a piece of metal with sharp holes in it. And the person rubs the the cheese or the vegetable or what it is across it, and it rips it into very small shreds. So the person is shredding it, shredded cheese. So it's grated in that sense. So Chayyim says one cannot use that keli, even if a person is doing it samach l'suda. There is tchina in regards to cheese. He's assuming there is tchina in regards to cheese. And even if a person would do it samach l'suda, it's going to be mutter, but not with a keli, similar to the lacha berer, that you cannot use a keli which is made for that purpose. So since a grater is made for the purpose of taking large items and shredding them into small pieces, it's a kli which is made for the purpose of toichin. The same way a person cannot take a crucible, cannot take a mortar and pestle and use the mortar and pestle because it's made for that purpose of crushing things. So a person cannot use a grater either for that purpose. We'll see more of Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.